This is on my calendar, anyway, January 10th, a solemn day, but a day that I also feel is kind of celebratory. 7 years ago today, on January 10th, 2016, we were hit with the unpleasant reality that David Bowie had passed away. Now, anyone who has listened to the show for the last 3 weeks will know that we played a lot of David Bowie music over the course of that time, and I've wasted no opportunity to talk about David Bowie. And over the weekend, celebrated what would have been his birthday. Now, today is a bit more of a solemn day. Today is, you know, the day that we lost a giant. David Bowie passed away from cancer just after releasing an album and celebrating his 69th birthday. And I've been a fan since I was old enough to understand music. The first record I ever bought was the Space Oddity 45. And today, a 6-foot by 5-foot photograph of Ziggy Stardust dominates my living room. And I guess I am what you would call a super fan. I own all the music. I've seen him in concert almost more times than I can count, but today isn't a gloomy day for me. Simon Pegg summed up my feelings 7 years ago when he tweeted, "If you're sad today, just remember the world is over 4 billion years old and you somehow managed to exist at the same time as David Bowie." And so today, in that spirit, I celebrate his life. Today, I chose to look back at someone whose work affected me more than any other artist, not just the songs, which are always great. They're occasionally challenging and frequently transcendent, but more it's his outlook on life and art. He taught me that it was okay to walk my own path, to never rest on my laurels, to push, even if it goes against the grain. And in that song that we just heard coming into this segment, when he sang "Turn and Face the Strange" in "Changes" that we just heard, it really struck me like a thunderbolt for anyone who has ever felt like a misfit. Here was an artist who celebrated the other. More than any other of his lyrics, those 5 words gave me permission to look beyond my borders. And that was a potent message when I was a teenager, and it remains one today. Through his music, his actions, and his lifestyle, he embodied a way of thinking, and it affected me on what I can only really describe as a cellular level. He reveled in the differences that set him apart from the rest of the pack, and you know, so did I. Listening to him, I learned about literature, Bertolt Brecht, electronic music, the Elephant Man, fashion, and much, much more. I studied the album covers and I memorized all the lyrics. They opened up exotic worlds for me, but the biggest lesson I learned from my early adoration of David Bowie was a simple one. Be yourself and find your own voice. He transcended being a pop star or even a pop icon. Instead, he was a cultural guiding light for me, the savior of square pegs, tired of being forced into round holes. At least, that's how I view him. And I'm sure his children and wife grieve him differently. As a father, a husband, a man, my heart goes out to them for their loss. But for me, as I sit here today speaking to you, he remains an inspiration, a person who never stopped pushing boundaries right up until the very end. We should all be as lucky as David Bowie to have the kind of restless creative spirit that it takes to live a life filled with ever-shifting boundaries, exploration, and challenges. A life lived like an extended art project was his gift to us. And today, 7 years after his passing, as always, I'm grateful for that.